Chapter 13, Two of a Kind. One of the pirates tosses a sheet over Tink and Mary Rose and throws them both into the golden birdcage, locking it before they can fly away. Arrgh! Peter takes out his sword. Both Captain Hooks take out their swords. All the pirates take out their swords. I wish we had our swords, Ben cries. I wouldn't mind a sword right now either. Even a toy sword would make me feel better.
I'm the real Captain Hook.
Our Captain Hook yells at everyone on deck.
Of course you would say that,
Gluck Hook says.
But you're a liar. You're the liar,
the real Captain Hook tells him.
No, you're the liar.
They circle each other, swords out. It's really strange to see Captain Hook identical twins.
I got your back, Hook,
Peter cries, jumping in beside the real one.
So do I,
says Smee. Peter, real Captain Hook, and Smee start sword fighting with fake Captain Hook and his pirates.
Clang! Smash! Cool,
Ben says. No, not cool. Okay, maybe a tiny bit cool. Fake Captain Hook manages to knock away the real Captain Hook's sword, and the other pirates swarm him, Peter, and Smee. Crumbs.
The traitor and his friends must walk the plank,
fake Captain Hook yells.
Seize them all.
Before I know it, the pirates have grabbed us and are pushing us toward the plank.
Don't you know who I am?
The real Hook yells at his crew, but they ignore him. There has to be some way to prove who the real Captain Hook is.
Wait!
I yell just before we reach the plank. If you're the real Captain Hook, I say to the fake Captain Hook, then how did you lose your hand? The pirates stop and look at him, waiting for him to answer. Gluck Hook laughs.
Oh, come on. Pan took it off. That guy,
he says, pointing his hook at Peter.
You're just proving why the real Hook, me, wouldn't be so chummy-chummy with him. We hate each other.
The pirates all chant,
aye, aye.
Okay, but then what happened to the hand? I ask Gluck Hook.
It went in the ocean, and Crick Croc ate it, and then he developed a taste for me. And now he will get a taste for all of you,
Gluck Hook snarls. Think of something else, Abby, Jonah cries.
Help us, Abby,
Ben begs. I think hard. What can I ask fake Hook that will trip him up?
Arr!
Then I remember something that Tink said when we first were flying to Neverland. Oh,
what's your real name?
Gluck Hook laughs triumphantly.
Come on now. It's Captain James Hook.
My eyes widen. I look at the real Hook. His eyes widen too.
That's not true, is it, Captain Hook?
I say. I mean, yes, your first name is James, but Hook is not really your last name. Your real last name isn't even in the book, because you are from some fancy family in Britain, and you didn't want anyone to know. So what is your real last name? The real Captain Hook smiles.
I was born with the name James Hickenbottom.
Ben snickers.
Hickenbottom? Oh, please,
Gluck Hook says with a wave of his hook.
You can't prove that. Actually, I can,
the real Captain Hook says.
My birth certificate is in the third drawer in my nightstand. One of my men can go check.
One of the pirates runs off to check. We all stay put. A minute later, the pirate runs back to the deck holding a frayed piece of paper.
His name really is James Hickenbottom,
the pirate yells.
Told ya,
the real Captain Hook says. Hickenbottom! Ben repeats, cracking up again.
Do you want to be crook food?
The real Captain Hook snaps at him. Ben steps back and almost falls off the plank.
No, thank you, Captain Sir.
Pirates!
The real Captain Hook tells his crew.
Stop the imposter! You can't stop me!
Gluck Hook says. And before anyone can do anything, he grabs the birdcage holding the two fairies and runs to the edge of the ship. Then he jumps off the ship and into the water. Oh no! He has Mary Rose and Tink! I hear a loud splash as Gluck Hook hits the water, birdcage in hand. And then I hear something else.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
It's Crick Croc! I gasp and peer over the edge of the pirate ship. The huge green crocodile is in the water, heading straight for Gluck Hook, because he thinks Gluck Hook is Hook. In a swirl of smoke, Gluck Hook turns back into Gluck. He's short and skinny with white blonde hair and ice blue eyes. But the croc doesn't care. He gets closer and closer to Gluck, and the tick-tock noise gets even louder. The crocodile lunges toward Gluck. Gluck ducks out of the way, and the croc smashes into the birdcage, breaking open the door. Mary Rose and Tink fly up into the air to safety. The crocodile turns back to Gluck. He opens his mouth and is about to swallow Gluck whole when Tink and Mary Rose swoop down, grab Gluck by the arms, and lift him up and back to the boat.
You saved him, I say to Mary Rose, amazed.
Gluck is lying on the plank, coughing up water.
I couldn't just let another fairy die, Mary Rose says, no matter what he's done to me. But I'd like to get out of here before he tries to trap me again.
Oh, don't you worry,
Captain Hook says with a gleam in his eye.
I'll make sure to keep him too busy to ever trap you again. Smee, put Gluck in the brig. I've always wanted a fairy of my own,
he says, twirling his mustache.
Aye, Captain.
Smee says, scooping up Gluck and carrying him toward the stairs.
Let go of me!
Gluck cries, but Smee doesn't listen. The other pirates follow to help put away the prisoner. OMG. Gluck is gone! For good? Well, at least for now. Woo to the who!
Thanks, Hook, Mary Rose says. Hook tips his hat to her.
Does this mean we can finally go home? I ask. I turn to Tink. Do you have enough pixie dust? She hangs her head.
I always had enough, she confesses. I was just trying to stall you. At first to keep you in Neverland for Peter, and then to keep you in Neverland for me.
I shake my head. Tink, you lied? She closes her eyes.
I'm so sorry. I know now that I was wrong, but I have an idea that I hope can make up for my mistakes. Mary Rose, take my hands.
The two fairies hold hands, and together they float up into the air. Suddenly, a haze of purple swirls around them both, getting faster and faster. Sparks fly.
What is happening?
Jonah wonders out loud. Eventually, they break apart.
Pixie dust restores fairy powers,
Tink says with a smile. How do you feel, Mary Rose?
I feel wonderful, she says.
She floats up higher in the air with a smile on her face, her cheeks rosy. I notice that she's not as wavy or translucent as she used to look.
I feel like my old self.
Mary Rose, I say, you have your powers back.
I believe I do, she responds, beaming. Thank you, Tink.
Happy to help, Tink says. Well, now it's really time to go, I say.
Peter takes off his cap and holds it over his chest.
Wait, Abby, don't go. Stay here and be the parent to the lost boys, remember?
I turn to him. Peter, first of all, I want to be a kid, just like you. And anyway, there aren't going to be any lost boys. I'm taking Jonah and his friends back.
But then what are Tink and I supposed to do without any lost boys?
Peter asks.
You know, Captain Hook says, I wouldn't mind terribly if you stayed on the pirate ship with us.
Peter rubs his chin.
Really?
He says.
You mean you won't put me in the brig?
Hook shakes his head.
No way. I have Gluck in there, and that's perfect for me. So, what do you say?
A pirate's life does sound pretty awesome, Peter says. The other pirates seem fun.
And oh, I have an idea. Hook, you can be the dad.
Me?
Hook stammers, his face brightening.
The dad? Interesting. Very interesting.
Hook, I say, I have a suggestion. Perhaps you might consider including some pirates who happen to be girls?
Girl pirates,
Hook says. Just pirates, I say, who happen to be girls. He nods.
I'll see what I can do.
And what happens to me? Tink asks. I don't want to live on a pirate ship.
Oh, come on, Tink. It will be great,
Peter says. Tink shakes her head. You know what, Peter? I think it's time for me to have new experiences, to do something different, to explore the world beyond Neverland.
But, really?
Peter asks. Tink nods.
You're just going to abandon me?
Peter says, pouting. Tink shakes her head. I'm sure I'll come back to Neverland someday. But I've spent a lot of time following you around, Peter. I'd like to fly on my own two feet, with my own two wings.
I guess I understand. But where will you go?
Peter asks. Tink blinks, as if she hasn't quite thought that through. Do you want to come with me? Mary Rose asks Tink.
Wait, what?
Seriously? Tink asks. Even after I betrayed you? Mary Rose smiles. In the end, you helped me. And I could definitely use more of your help. And company. And friendship. Tink blushes. That would be amazing. Peter turns to Isaac, Ben, and Jonah.
So you're all leaving too?
Jonah nods.
We're ready to go home, he says, yawning. All this doing whatever we want is tiring.
Very, Isaac agrees. I miss my parents.
Me too,
Jonah says.
Me three, Ben says. Also my iPad.
I miss my parents too. And Prince. And not having to take care of everyone all the time. Okay, I say to Tink and Mary Rose. Ready for a long flight to Smithville?
You know, Mary Rose says, I feel so strong now that I think I can just create a portal to take us home.
Really? I ask. That would be great. Much faster than flying.
Ooh, I can't wait to learn how to do that, Tink says. Will you teach me?
I will teach you everything I know, Mary Rose says, about portals and how to become human-sized. She points to the plank. That should work, she adds. Then she lifts her arms in the air. A purple mist swirls across the wooden board.
Yay! The plank will be our portal home.
Time to say our goodbyes,
I tell the boys. But... Ben's eyes tear up.
I know, Jonah says. This part is the toughest.
Goodbye, lost boys, Peter says, hugging Jonah and his friends. Then he waves to me and Mary Rose.
Goodbye, Peter, I say. Try not to aid in any more kidnapping schemes, okay?
Seriously,
Mary Rose tells him. He nods.
Deal. But I hope you'll come back.
He turns to Tink. I really hope you'll come back. She kisses him on the cheek.
I'll miss you, Peter.
Thank you for your help, Captain Hook, I say. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Captain Hook, Jonah and Isaac say. Or should I say thank you, Mr. Hickenbottom? Ben adds.
I kind of wish I had never shared that,
Captain Hook says. Jonah, Isaac, Ben, Mary Rose, Tink, and I turn toward the swirling portal.
Later, alligator,
Jonah says. Then he takes his friend's hands and steps inside. In a while, crocodile, I say, and jump in next. We're finally going home.